Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today, we're going to be talking about inner child, learning social skills, and finishing tasks. So, what age are we supposed to learn social skills and completing tasks? What age bracket is that?
Good morning, Chas. That is grade school, 6 to 12 are the ages that we learn how to fit in with our peers. You know, leaving the family nest and going to school and learning to fit in and socialize. And also completing tasks, you know, for our parents. And that would be up to our parents to teach us how to complete things. You want to share on that one? Because I know that at one time you did struggle with that one.
Completing tasks.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know how to. I left everything half finished. Projects. It didn't matter what it was. I did not know how to push through and finish things. Yeah, I think we talked about on the procrastination podcast.
Okay.
And I don't even know what that feeling is to not finish something. I guess, I it was just a foreign concept to me, I guess, until I came into recovery. And I think you started, you probably started pointing it out. But then I learned how to finish tasks, and I also learned the feeling that comes with doing that, and it's a good feeling. It's a feeling of confidence and self-esteem building.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
It always made me feel, just made me feel bad, guilty, probably.
I would imagine so. And in my family, you were made to complete those tasks, believe me. So I sort of became that perfectionist of have to get it done, have to get it checked off. There was a feeling of relief, but it was sort of pounded home that you're going to do something, do it right. And so that means you didn't get to just leave things half done. There would have been at least some yelling over that one, so... I learned, but not in a good way, not in a healthy way.
Okay, I was going to ask, do you think that was a good thing? Was it something good that you learned?
It's been helpful to learn that. It was just the method in which they decided to teach us was not good. You know, pounding into a child using fear is never a good tactic.
Yeah, because that could swing things in the other direction. Like, if I don't finish this, I'll be punished or something.
Yes.
Know?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so, it could go the other way.
Yeah. So were we also supposed to learn social skills from our family? Or is that, if we didn't learn those things, why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, I think some of it is just in our nature. You know, some of us are just more introverts than extroverts. So I don't know that I can specifically say why some people turn out this way and some people turn out that way. I just know from my own experience that I was shy as a child, but I was also raised in a house where you didn't get a voice. So the fact that I got a voice, that I got to be heard, was sort of foreign to me, because in my house, there was only one person that got heard. That was my mother. My dad was the enforcer and my mother made all the rules. So didn't have a voice. Nobody told me to value my feelings. Sense of belonging. Yeah, I mean, I felt like I belonged with my grandparents, certain people. I felt that deep sense of belonging, but when it came to socializing in school, that became challenging because I was shy. It did challenge me. How about you?
Oh, greatly. I greatly challenged. I was sitting here trying to think of where I had a sense of belonging at that age, and it would have probably been with my sister. Yeah, that's probably where I felt that feeling when her and I were together.
Right.
But outside of that, what's that?
What about school when you started grade school?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it was always hard. I think it was always hard for me. I didn't have those socialization skills.
Yeah.
I think I came from a family of hiders. Like, I think everybody just hid. And yeah, socializing, no. I think inside I was very introverted, but I, on the outside, I pretended like I was this outgoing child. But I think I was always conflicted.
Yeah, I can relate to that because as I got older, I learned to cover up my shyness. I was ashamed of it.
Yes,
So
me
I
too.
learned to cover it up, and people didn't know I was shy later, in later years, had no idea. And I
Yeah.
sort of lost touch with that part of myself too. I think I sort of stopped considering myself to be shy too and more outgoing. But a lot of it was forced, you know.
Very much so.
It wasn't, necessarily always natural for me.
Yeah, and I think as I'm thinking more about it, I think my sense of belonging in school, I think I tried to make myself the teacher's pet. I think I tried to play that, do my work, get really good grades, that way. Like, I think it was more the teacher sometimes than trying to fit in with the students. So
Okay.
playing that good girl role.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't a lot of kids want to be teacher's pet?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That or they probably steer the other direction. Like it's
Yeah.
one direction or the other. Like you're either that or you're the class clown, probably.
Yeah, no, neither one for me. I was not, definitely didn't try to be teacher's pet. I didn't really want anything to do with my teachers, to be honest. And no, none of the above.
That changed later. That changed later. As I got older, I think I hid more. But around that age, yeah, I think that's where I did get my sense of belonging, getting those pats on the back.
Yeah. No,
Yeah.
I definitely didn't look for a pat on the back. Well, I wouldn't have gotten it at home, and I never tried to get it from a teacher either. I think I just tried to, my thought process was always just, let's get through this. Let's get through this. Let's, you know, when school's out and I'm free and I move out of my parents' house, that was my dream at that time. It's just getting away from my parents, getting out of their house, and getting out of school. There are not things that I cared for. And so that was my fantasy for many years. And then, you know, when I graduated, I did that. I moved out and I was done with school. I didn't have any interest at that point in going to college. That would come later on in life, but I went back. But I just wanted my freedom.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what to do with that freedom, so I made bad decisions.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
We want our freedom, but then when we have it and we don't have the skills to navigate that, we're just kind of lost. And I'm speaking for myself on that. I had no idea what to do.
Yeah, me too. My bright idea was to marry an alcoholic, an abusive alcoholic. I didn't know it at the time. I didn't knowingly choose that, but I unconsciously chose that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my fantasy was Probably to run off with a guy. Shocker.
Is it still your fantasy?
It's still playing today, 37 years later.
You didn't learn your lesson yet?
Good Lord, you would think.
That only happens in the movies, Chas.
You would think that I learned my lesson by now. Goodness gracious. Mm. Yep, that little girl. Waiting on daddy.
Yep, that's really who she's looking for, is daddy.
Yeah.
Yep, a father figure.
Yep. I guess we crave those things that we didn't get, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. And then what happens when you got into a relationship? You became a little girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I haven't learned another way to do it yet.
Yeah. Yep.
Still don't know how to navigate that. If a healthy man showed up, I don't think I'd know how to navigate that yet.
Mm. Wow.
So, but that could be a whole other podcast.
True.
Yeah. So what else would you add on social skills and completing tasks?
Yeah, these are things that between the age of 6 and 12 that, either our parents taught us or skills that we learned to develop. And if we didn't, they may still challenge us today. We may still, I have never liked being in crowds of people. I don't expect I ever am going to like that feeling. You know, I felt that way in school. I felt like I was being forced into a crowd of people. I hated that feeling. Hated walking the hallways. I just never liked that feeling. So as I grew up, I didn't like parties. Did not like going to parties. I just avoided it as much as I could. Of course, in certain jobs, there are things, requirements you had to do, but that was always uncomfortable too when I had to be in a crowd of even coworkers. Yeah. So what I would suggest to the viewers is if you have social anxiety or you didn't develop social skills, it's never too late to learn. But also, we need to honor where we're at. Like, there are some things I don't want to change. I have no desire to teach myself how to be comfortable in situations that I don't want to be in to begin with. Today, I don't have to be in those situations. So, it's my choice today. And, you know, if you are someone who procrastinates and doesn't finish things, know that this was also a skill that you didn't learn in grade school, and maybe you had parents who didn't follow up with you on your homework, things like that, teaching you to complete things, then it may challenge you today. You may procrastinate, and you may think it's because of laziness, but it's really just fear. It's all fear related. So again, these are things we can learn if you have that desire to learn.
Coming from somebody that had zero skills, literally, it's shocking. It's shocking to trace everything back to where it started and to just see, like, wow, this is why I don't have these skills. I came into recovery with no skills. Yeah. within, literally. It's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah.
So coming from somebody with no skills, I can vouch that it can be learned.
Yeah.
New ways can be learned.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Chas.
Everything for anybody.
Can be learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we have the desire.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. The desire and willingness, I guess. So, well, this has been a good topic today. And yeah, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women. where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time.